False alarm spurs near panic. Ying Luck says Bangkok floods won't be high. Residents in northern Bangkok and in the capital's inner areas were thrown into panic yesterday after Science and Technology Minister Blot Prasop Surasawadi issued a flood evacuation alert, which turned out to be a false alarm. Around 6:30 p.m. at the Flood Relief Operations Center in Don Mueang Airport, Mr. Blot Prasop, Chief of Operations covering evacuation and flood prevention, issued an evacuation alert for residents in northern Bangkok and Batum Thani. Mr. Blot Prasop announced that northern runoff had burst through a sluice gate at Klong Pan Prau in Batum Thani's Samphok district. He urged residents in Batum Thani's Klong Luang and Lam Luk Ga districts in northern Rangsit, Thammasat University Rangsit campus, and residents in Bangkok's Sai Mai district to evacuate to safe ground. The areas were expected to be hit by a meter of flood water, Mr. Blot Prasop said. Rush to Don Mueang Airport immediately. The government cannot tell how many hours are left, Mr. Blot Prasop said. But soon afterwards, Justice Minister Prachaprom Nok, who heads the Flood Relief Center, issued an announcement telling people to calm down. Police General Bracha said the center had not issued an evacuation alert, and the government still had a handle on the flood situation in Bangkok. There was no need to panic, Police General Bracha said, adding that people should wait for updates from the center. A source at the Flood Relief Center said Prime Minister Ying Luck Shinawat and her cabinet members were greatly dismayed with Mr. Blot Prasop's false alarm evacuation alert. The source said that while a flood relief meeting attended by the Premier and other ministers was in progress, Mr. Blot Prasop rushed out of the meeting and announced the flood alert, to the shock of the Prime Minister and other ministers. This prompted the Prime Minister to order a clarification, the source said. On its Facebook page, the Flood Relief Center also apologized to the public for the false alarm. The center explained there were several steps involved in preparing for flood evacuations: moving belongings to higher ground, preparing for evacuation, and ending evacuation. For northern Bangkok, the situation is level 1, the center said. Bangkok Governor Sukhumpan Baripat said last night residents should listen to him about when they should evacuate their homes. "Please listen to me and me alone. I will say when we should evacuate. Please believe me and only me. Don't believe others. Others who make a mistake can stay in office, but I won't be able to if I do," he said. "Bangkok's people voted for me. This is my holy mission. I will take full responsibility." City Hall's Flood Prevention Center said the Irrigation Department had confirmed the water gate at Klong Ban Prau was far from inner Bangkok, with many streets and roads serving as barriers. The breaching of the sluice gate should not affect the capital, the Flood Prevention Center said. Mr. Blot Prasop later said he actually intended to alert residents living in one-story houses near the gate. "Don't panic, Bangkok residents. Bangkok is 100% safe," Mr. Blot Prasop said. Prime Minister Ying Luck said she was confident Bangkok's inner city areas and areas within the flood barriers would be safe from flooding. "Bangkok will be safe, particularly areas within flood barricades. But the areas outside the flood walls may be flood-prone, although water levels will not be high," the Prime Minister said after inspecting the capital's flood-prone areas by helicopter. Meanwhile, Somvat Yumruang, director of Geoinformatics Center for Thailand and advisor to the government's Flood Relief Operations Center, said it would take 45 days to drain flood water to the sea. Mr. Somvat said the government would divert water coming from the Khon Sawan and Ayutthaya provinces through three main rivers, Ta Chin, Chao Phraya, and Ban Pakong. This would help prevent flood water from sweeping into Bangkok, he said.